Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Bez Hashem, we're going to continue in Siman Shin Yud Gimel. We are up to Si'if Ches. So Bez Hashem will finish Siman Shin Yud Gimel tonight and begin Siman Shin Yud Dalit. So today it's page 238, Kuf Yud Tesam Beis, but we're holding at Si'if Ches at the bottom of page Kuf Yud Tesam Aleph. Safsal Shnishmat Echad Meiraglav. If you have a bench, that one of the legs of the bench had come off. Also, you're not allowed to put it back in place. And even if you have a bench that one of the legs broke off, so instead of sticking the leg back on, you just rest that end of the bench on a different bench, like in camp, I'm sure you've seen this happen, right? So even that, to say that it's asur, and then he pointed, the Rambam points out, but he doesn't say what it says over there. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Even if you're doing it in a loose kind of way, because it's a gezeira that you might come to attach it very tightly or with nails. Yesh misha machmir, and then just to rest one end on a neighboring bench, there are those that are machmir. Va'afilu betiltul asa l'ditu, even to move it. Va'kol mitam gezeira dil ma'asi laniach haregel betoch v'litko. And this is all part of the gezeira that you might come to attach it very well. V'chein sasam ramal elbisim shen chesif tazayim aga, ka yesh misha machmir v'ayin shom mishvur bir alach v'kol prati din zeh. And the Ramah is machmir about this as well. But the Ramah over here refers you to Ein Lel Sim Shin Ches. Why? So Hainu Disham Mavor Dim Yoshev Le Kvar Kach Pamechot Mi Bod Yom Kshay Yisom Chal Saf Salacher Muta Gam B'Shabbos Yisom Chal Saf Salacher V'Lo Cheshin Shem Yitka. That if this broken bench has already been used to rest on a neighboring bench during the week and you already used it that way, then you're allowed to reuse it that way on Shabbos as well. You can set it up that way on Shabbos as well. We don't have any such gezeira that you might come to attach it particularly strongly. Sif Tes Hatokea Eitz Be'Eitz. If a person wedges two pieces of wood together, whether you use some type of nail to attach them together, or whether you just, they fit snugly together where you're able to wedge them into one another, hareza told us bona, that is a told of the melacha of bona, whether it's attaching it onto a permanent structure or whether it's a kli. If a person wedges a piece of wood onto an axe, or a person puts a nail onto the into the handle of an axe, and if a person undoes it, then he's chayiv for soser. That's provided that he intends to do something productive, to do some sort of tikkun as opposed to a kilkul. Let's say you have your yard and it's all muddy because it rained a lot. So yachal lizros batevin, you could spread a straw around the yard. V'lo chashav kemosav al binyan. It's not considered to be adding on to the floor of the yard, which would be a violation of bona. Obulvache yishana, but you got to do it with some sort of shinui. Shelo yizro lo besal v'lo bekupa elo beshulei akupa. You shouldn't spread it out with a basket or a box. You should use the bottom of the box, the reverse side of the box. Sheyavchenu v'yavi tevin al shulei tainu al yidei shinui. Instead of bringing a box full of straw, take the box, turn it upside down, and pile the straw up on the reverse side of the box, on the bottom of the box, so to speak. Pile it up like that, and that's how you scatter it about. Because that's going to be a shinoi. Avol biyad aser, but to just stomp spread it out by hand is going to be aser. Says the Mishbura nun hey v'lo chashuv kemosif mishum tlo mvatele hasam. The reason it's not considered to be mosav al abinyan is because you would never leave the straw in your chatzer permanently. Because it's usable material to use for animal fodder or to use to make cement. But if it were the type of thing that you would be mevatel there, like if it was cement or sand or rocks, that would be a violation of evening out the holes in your yard, and that would be a violation of bone or chorish, something like that. But the only reason it's also to spread this straw, to spread these items, rather the dirt and everything else, is because you're trying to make the chutzer more usable, and that looks like binyan, that's similar to binyan. Aval binyan acher, but if you have other reasons to spread sand or dirt in your yard, kimo shenogin lefazer chol baboker bebeis kedei lechasos harok shari, like for example, people had dirt floors in their house and they would spread some sand on the floor to cover saliva or things like that. That's mutter. Shari lechasos harok be'efer. You're allowed to take ashes and cover saliva with a because that's clearly not a kavana for binyan. You're not improving the land, the ground with it. Covering something disgusting. Aval biyad asr mishum du of the duchal. The reason I'm not allowed to do by hand is because it's of the duchal. Val yudei enu yehudi shari yemiesh b'tzarech harbe. But you can have a non-Jew do it for you if there's a great need. Kekal midishu shvus tishvus. Just like any time you're allowed to ask a nachri to do that which is an isr drabanan when there's a great need for it. Okay, now we move on to simin shin yodal edvar ma'asura mishum binyin ustira b'shabbos. We're not going to do the whole sif aleph, but we'll start. Ein binyin ustira b'kelim. There is no violation of binyan and stira on a daraisa level by kelim. V'hani mili she'enu binyan mamish. That's provided that it's not a binyan mamish. Kugon chavis, like a barrel, she'enu machzekas arbaim sa'a, which is not a real structure. It doesn't hold 40 sa'a. If it held 40 sa'a, that would be like a permanent structure. She'nishpa, so you have such a barrel that broke. A regular barrel breaks. V'dibek shvarea bezefes. And then you glue it back together. So yachol l'shavra likach masha betocha. So now you're allowed to break it again to take that which is inside of it. That's not called stira, because it wasn't a barrel in its original form, in its original, with its original strength. It was a patched together barrel, so to break that is not called stira. Now it may not be stira, but you also still have to be careful not to make a nice spout, because that's going to be makabepatish, to make a nice spout to the barrel. That's tikun mana, that's makabepatish. If the barrel is complete, meaning if it's never been broken before, it's a barrel in its complete regular form, then you're not allowed to break it, even if you're not making it into a kli, because that's going to be so ser. And you're not even allowed to make a brand new hole in the barrel. And even if you have a new hole, you're not even allowed to broaden or expand the hole, provided that that is your kavan. So now let's see the Mishnah Brura. She'ein binyan mamish. It's not that this rule of ein binyan ustira bekelim is only if it's not a real binyan. Avol binyan gomur ustira gomura shayach gam bekelim. A real binyan and a real stira applies even to kelim. L'chein dafka b'dibik shvara b'zefes yachol l'shavra deins ustira gomura. That's why the Shulchan Aruch said, you know what kind of barrel you're allowed to break? If it was broken and then patched together, then you're allowed to break it. Avol ma'isa shleima v'stira gomura. But if it was never broken in the first place, then it's real stira. And it's going to be also even on a small kli. These small barrels of jam that they used to have. You're not allowed to remove the these rings around it that they would have in order to take what's inside of it. That is not like our case of the broken barrel that's been patched together, because in those cases, whatever the details are of these jam barrels, apparently they're made that way, so it's not considered a broken kli that's been patched together. But if you have a non-Jew do it for you, and if it's just tied together with some ropes that are holding a barrel together, then even a Jew is allowed to do that, because that's considered to be an already barrel. It's considered to be an already partially broken barrel, so it's not going to be stira to break it open. Shena machzeka, so we said that it's we're dafka talking about a barrel that does not hold 40 sa'a. Diloi machzekas arbaim sa'a havilei ka'ohel v'yispei mishum binyin ustira afil binyin ustira kolduhu. Because if it holds 40 sa'a, that's already like a real structure, and therefore you definitely have binyin ustira. Meaning with kalim, the threshold for what's called binyin and what's called stira is much higher than for something that's actually mechubar karka, then you know it doesn't need to be such a chash of a binyan. So something that holds 40 sa'a is considered like it's mechuber lekarka, because it's not metaltal male verekan. If it were full, you wouldn't be able to move it. Arba'im sa'a, haynu ama al ama brom shal shamus ima v'yadifanos. What's called arba'im sa'a? If you had a box that was one ama by one ama, three amas tall, and you filled it, that's 40 sa'a. That can hold 40 sa'a. That's the size of a mikveh. Below ovi halivs bizim, without counting the width of the walls, but without counting counting the width of the ledges around it, nor counting the size of the legs of the kli. So yachol shavra. So we said that you're that you're allowed to break it. So this patched together, previously broken and patched together barrel, you're allowed to break it. That means even not on the seams, even not where it was patched together. You can make new breaks in the barrel. The nakva nekev yafa, but you still need to be careful not to make a nice nekev. Vuadin imetiz rosha milamayla. And the same is true if you chop off the top of the barrel, umachavin liapos shvira shitsharot keli, and your intention is to make a nice kli out of it. The Chazon Ish writes that if you open a tuna can or something like that, that's a violation of bona, because even if you don't make a pesach yafa, it's chayiv mishum bona, because it's a perfectly good, totally sealed can. It's never been broken before. Meaning that's this halacha, that you have stira on a kli, even though you're destroying it. But you're destroying a really full-fledged, strong kli. So the Chazon Ish holds you're not allowed to break open a tuna can. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoting Shmir Shabbos Gilchsa that you are allowed to do it because everyone throws out tuna cans after they empty out the tuna. Then they throw the whole thing out and all these canned foods. And therefore, that's clearly your intention. So it doesn't have the chashivas of a kli. You can't call that stira. Kalim, it was never a kli to begin with. You never intended to use it as a kli. And Minchas Yitzchak, he says, what do you mean? People use tuna cans as a kli all the time. They save them to cook eggs in. There's such a minhag. He said they used to cook eggs in it because if the egg would have blood in it, a blood spot in it, you don't want to trafe up your regular pots. So it's easy to just throw the whole tuna can out because, so interesting. Not so commonly done anymore. Misakin manas, sif katan vav, ayin betaz dimashma, dafilu manekav unekav katan, sheinu asay lachmas lahotzi. Even if the whole that you made is not a two-way hole. You can't fill the kli using that hole. You can only use it as a spout. It would still be an isser of tikkun mana midrabanan, and even on a chavis that's not so strong. If it were a larger nekev that's two ways that you could put things into it and out of it through that nekev, then it would be an isser daraisa. Also, the shavra, you cannot break it. Mitam stira, because of stira. If you have to be al mekabel and sasrei nechayev elikshu al menas livnos, even though generally speaking, stira is only the malach of soser is only when you destroy something al menas livnos di lavach mekalkel, because otherwise it would be a destructive act, and all malachos are constructive acts. Midraban miu aser, but it's still going to be aser even though it's destructive. Ubir agra hiskim laposkim desfira ludein stira bekelim afil kshos shvira bekli shlema. But the bir agra says all this is wrong. There's no stira bekelim at all, even if it's a perfectly good kli that's never been broken. You cannot violate stira on a kli. Im lo kshosos a kli al yidei shvira, unless when you break it, you're turning it into a new kli. Da'az chayv al kol panim kli al mishum makab patish, because then it's makab patish. Sheinos a kli. Let's say you don't make a hole that serves as a spout, you just break it. And then the Shulchan Aruch says a bigger chiddush, that even a regular nekev that's not a nekev yafe, where it's got two things working in its favor that should make it mutter. Number one, sheinu shovra chavis, and number two, v'gam sheinu pesach. You're not breaking the barrel, and it's not a Pesach. Afilu achi asura. It's still asur to make such a brand new nekev. Kasav ram perachav gimel. Osa nekev shuasi lachnas lotzi. Kigo nekev shabalul tarnagolim. If you make a hole that things can go in and out of, like the nekev in a chicken coop, shuasi lachnas oru lahotzi ahevel, that the hole in a chicken coop allows light to come in and heat to come out, chayiv mishum makab patish. That's a violation of makab patish. Hu shei makol lekol gemar melacha shul toldus av melacha zu shumin makab patish. Magapatish means the finishing off of anything, the completion of a malacha. Like a guy bangs the last hammer blow and he finishes making the kli. It's only a nekev that you're going to be chayiv magapatish if it's lahachnis ulohotzi. But if you make a nekev that's only one way, that's asur midrabanan, lest you make a two-way nekev. And the Magen Avraham explains Even if it's a chicken coop that's not attached to the ground, the less be mishum bona unless he has a nekev, where it's not a violation of bona to make such a nekev. It's still makav patish ugemar mleches halul because that completes the chicken coop. Because of the parakiyot and the Rambam writes weiter, kalaos adavr shu gemar melacha. Anytime you finish off a melacha, hareza told us makav patish v'chayev. That's a told of makav patish v'chayev. Hosa nekev kolshu. You make a small hole, bein beitz, bein b'matachos, whether in wood or metal, bein b'binyan, bein b'kelim, whether on a permanent structure or on kelim, hareza told us makav patish v'chayev. It's a told of makav patish v'chayev. V'kol pesach shein asu lachnus lotzi in chayev nalsiyosu adkan dvarav. But if it's not a two-way hole, things only go in or only go out, then you're not going to be chayiv. It's not going to be the Isur Daraisa. Isa b'gemara dim taka masmer b'kosa litlos alav chayiv isham makam patish. If you stick a nail into the wall to use it as a hook, makam b'patish. Hose neka b'karka abayi sheyetzu amayim chayiv isham bona. You make a hole in the karka of the home in order to drain water out of your house, that's a chayiv mishum bona. That's a discussion. If you have branches in your gutter, can you clear out the gutter to let the water come through? So the Shulchan Aruch says, no, that's also a violation of Bona. So that's the basis of the discussion about unclogging a toilet on Shabbos. Is that like unclogging a gutter, which is going to be Makah Bepatish? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach thinks that is not at all the same thing, that you're allowed to plunge a toilet on Shabbos. And Rav Eliashiv apparently was machmir about that. So Sivkat and Tess, Im L'archivo Aser, if you're broadening a nekev, it's aser. Hainu afilu mein marchivo kol kach shiyosu lachmas lozi al yado afilu achi aser al kalbana midrabanan. Even if you're not widening it so much that it's lachmas lozi, it's going to be aser. And finally, sifkat nyurub l'vachi yiskavin, the Rama said, as long as that's your kavana. Ba'al levar b'zer raktas ha-mechaber. He's explaining the sheet of mechaber over here. Meaning sometimes the Rama comes to argue on the mechaber, and sometimes he actually does argue on the mechaber, but he spends some time explaining the opinion that he doesn't hold like. So he's explaining the mechaber. That it's only if you intend to broaden the hole. But if that's not your intention, even though you know it's going to happen, it's mutter. Like the Mechaber himself says. But you should know the Rama disagrees. His opinion is that regardless of your kavanah, it's going to be asr. He should have said it as a yesh omrim when he quotes this, but he doesn't because he wants to make it clear that he holds that this is the halach. It's not just a yesh omrim. So to review what we learned tonight, number one, we said that it's also to replace the broken leg of a bench or to rest a broken end on another bench unless it had been used that way before Shabbos. Number two, we said if you wedge two pieces of wood together, it's a tolda of bona. Number three, we said if you want to fix the muddy floor of your chatzer, you need to use something that you would not be mevatel there, and to spread it out with a shinoi. And finally, we said that the yisurim of binyan and stira only apply to fully intact kelim. But if you make a neck of lahotzi lahachnis, you still violate makah bepatish mida oraisa. And if it's just lahotzi or lahachnis, then it's a violation of makah bepatish mida rabbanan. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up in the middle of Se'if Aleph. Everyone have a wonderful evening.